Coffee Break with the Dancing Housewife. My name is Antoinette Detok, and I am your host. Whether you're a competitive dancer, a social dancer, or just someone simply wanting to learn more about the fascinating world of ballroom dance, this podcast is for you. So grab a cup of joe and join me for episode one, What Judges Think While They Watch You Dance. Do you ever wonder what judges are thinking when they watch you dance? I do, all the time. And today, to help answer that question, is ballroom dance judge extraordinaire Kimberly Mitchell. Kimberly is known for her poker face, but most of all, Kimberly is known for her iconic, funky colored hair, which I'm convinced changes with her moods. Kimberly, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. That was an awesome introduction. And so true.
It is true. Does your hair change with your mood? Because when you judge me and I see deep purple or bright red, I panic.
You know, ask my husband that. Because I'm going to say no, but he would probably say yes.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, before we get started, I'm going to share a little bit about your background with our listeners. Kimberly is originally from Doncaster, the UK, where, as you can tell by her accent, where she began her competitive dance career at the ripe age of 5 years old. Her amateur accolades include the titles of British Open Champ, International Open Champ, UK Open Champion, and Closed British Champion. She moved to the US when she was just 18 years old to pursue a pro partnership with Bill Sparks. Together, they became two-time United States Latin champions, British Open Professional Rising Star champions, three-time Ohio Star Ball champions, and placed fifth at the Professional World Latin Championships in 1999. Now, those are just the highlights, and I know you've done a lot more than that, but we only have 15 minutes.
Yeah, they'll do. They'll do. We'll run with those.
Okay. When Kimberly retired from competing, she became a championship-level certified adjudicator and invigilator in all four styles. She is a highly sought-after coach of professional pro-am and, thankfully, amateur couples. She currently lives in Columbus, Ohio, with her husband and teenage daughter, so she has an extra notch on her halo for that. And she's here with us today.
So yay!
Once again, thank you. Yay. All right. Since we only have 15 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and get started.
Let's do it.
I would like to gather your thoughts on several topics as a judge. So put your judge
hat on. Not as a person. You know, judges are people too.
Well, I know. I know. And they go to the grocery store and they eat and they use the bathroom. But it's
weird.
Well,
sometimes.
When we see you, you know, around the perimeter of the dance floor, we don't think of you as people. But anyway. All right. What are your thoughts on tanning?
Tanning. I believe that it is a must because of the lighting, and let's face it, everybody does look better with a bit of a glow.
Yeah.
What I don't like is when it's applied badly and people look like dirty potatoes.
Okay. All right. So is there a particular method that is your favorite method? I mean, I wrote a blog article about this a while back, and I just did research, and there's tons of products out there and tons of different methods, from, you know, self-tanning lotions to makeup to spray tans to tanning beds. What's your favorite method?
I would say I have a few favorites.
Okay.
I think what actually you get to do is find out what works best for you and not wait to the day before the competition or the day of.
Okay, so practice.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I've had awesome spray tans. I've had terrible spray tans. I've used good products. I've used good products that have gone on badly. So for me, it was all about when I competed, building up the color.
Right.
And I know there are a lot of products right now that dancers are using that literally you slap the color on and you're instantly dark. But if you're not good at putting that on, then either find somebody to help you so that you do look good, or choose a different method.
Okay. What's your least favorite?
I would say just badly applied tan that rubs off on...
Oh, yeah.
You know, when these poor boys come out with white shirts and they come off the floor with brown shirts. And
right.
Go faster stripes all over their pants. I think that's quite mean.
All right, next topic. Yes or no, fishnets?
Yes.
Is it ever okay not to wear them? I see all these pros with great legs not wearing them.
I think if you've got great legs, then you're fine. I believe, you know, for me, my legs aren't as lovely as they once were. And I like the confidence that it gives me.
When I first started dancing, I was still in my 50s, but I could not get used to fishnets. But now I would never dream of walking on the floor without a pair of fishnets, even when I dance smooth, even with my long dress.
Yeah. I think it's just
better. Yeah.
And you know, it's an extra confidence boost. And if your costume doesn't fly up, you could probably get away with it. But let's face it, we all wear dresses that move around, and I don't necessarily want to see it.
Right.
And lots of judges feel the same way.
Yes or no? Man buns.
You know what? Man buns don't, as a judge, don't bother me. Now, they might. Yeah. I think if they're tight and coiffed well, it's kind of the same thing with hair for ladies. If it's done well, it's secure and it doesn't move, then yay, rock it out. If it's just tied back and it doesn't suit your appearance or your costume, I would say no.
Okay, here's the deal. I used to think tattoos only on drunken sailors, you know, but I have had to reevaluate. Am I, you know, son who has tattoos? Like, people ink these days. It's not a big, it doesn't bother me anymore. But I've got to say, what's your thought as a judge on tattoos on the dance floor?
So as somebody that does have quite a few tattoos, I think as a ballroom dancer, mine, you have to know me very well to know what I've got. And I believe the same, you know, the same would be for anybody else. We're putting ourselves on the dance floor, and I think there's a time and a place. Now, I would say men can get away with tattoos more than ladies.
Okay.
Maybe smaller ones for ladies.
Okay.
But it still does bother me, and which is kind of hypocritical of me because I have a lot. But like,
no, and that's why I asked you to wear your judge's hat, because we're talking about, I mean, ballroom dance, like it's a performance rooted sport. So how you look is,
it's very important. And I think what we have to also remember is the judges these days, there's a big gap between the older generation and the younger generation, because that middle generation is still dancing pro-am. So they're not judges.
Right.
So a lot of the judges out there are from the older generation, and tattoos are not a thing.
Right.
So if it comes down to, I love your dancing and I love the couple over there's dancing, and you've got no tattoos and you've got something that detracts from the overall picture, then cover it up. I would just say, off the dance floor, rock it out on the dance floor.
So that's my question. Do you, what's the best way to conceal it? Because is there tattoo makeup out there? I don't know.
There is tattoo makeup. I know once upon a time, I think it was called Dermablend. And I'm sure just go on TikTok.
Okay. I'll do research and I'll put that in the show notes when I post this to my blog. I'll try to find that.
And you know, costumes hide a lot these days.
Right.
So.
Right. Some costumes hide a lot and some don't. So
that's the noise I'm making.
Yeah. Okay. And now what are your thoughts about underbutt? Okay. First of all, let me explain for our listeners what underbutt is. This is really only an issue women have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's when the bottom part of your butt sticks out when your leotard rides up. So my question is, if you're in the middle of a round and you can tell you're displaying a bit of or a lot of underbutt, is it better to go ahead and let that wedgie just run its course and just, you know, let it go? Or is it better to fix it and risk a judge catching you pry your panties out from between your butt cheeks? And this is a serious question because it happens to me a lot. And I usually err on the side of leaving it because I do wear fishnets and I figure it's not as offensive as if it was just jiggling around out there by itself, flapping in the breeze. Yeah. But what's your thought on that?
It's a bit distracting.
Right.
I don't have a problem with a quick fix.
Okay. Okay.
I have been known to step to the side of the floor and take it out.
Right. Okay.
But if a quick pull down, I would prefer that than, again, we wanted to put our best selves out there, and it's silly things that can sway a judge.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I preferred big granny grippers in my costumes.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I also am... on the hunt for, someone told me about body glue, so I'm on the hunt for that. I'll see how that works.
Well, that just sounds painful.
I know, but all of ball, isn't everything we do in ballroom dancing painful?
I mean, yeah, really?
All right. Is. So those are all the topics I have, but what I really am interested in is your personal, as a judge, not as a person, your top five pet peeves. I've been told you're never not being judged. So what are your, let's start with number five and we'll move up to your number one most okay. heinous pet peeve.
So I guess number five would be bad attitudes and people pushing other people out of the way or dancing through people, like have common courtesy and be respectful. Higher level dancers believe that they are entitled, and I don't think that looks good. That irritates me.
Right, number four.
Okay, dancing out of category. So it's uh-huh. more for the syllabus figures. So if I'm in bronze, if I'm doing closed bronze, silver, and gold, then if you're an amateur couple, your teacher should know what bronze, silver, and gold is. If you're a professional pro-am, then the professional should know what bronze, silver, and gold is. And bouncing a little bit with the rules, but not breaking the rules.
So that's the invigilator in you coming up.
That is the invigilator in me, yes.
All right, number three.
Bad costuming. Yeah, age appropriate, body appropriate.
What's number two?
Being mean to students or your dance partner on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
I really don't like
that. All right.
That.
No, the I'm number not. One pet peeve of Kimberly Mitchell, judge / invigilator.
When people dance off time.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. You once gave Pat and me second place, and we were uncontested because we danced off time.
Yep, that's it. I'm going to give you second if you're uncontested, if you dance off time. Because if you were compared to somebody else, you would still get second. You have one job, and it doesn't matter what level you're dancing at. You can be a baby beginner or a top pro. And I have marked top pros that have won all four dancers, let's say, and they dance mambo off time, I mark them six.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine a pro getting second in an uncontested round, although there aren't very many pro uncontested rounds. But anyway, I guess we're in good company. Thank you for letting me pick the corners of your brain dedicated to judging ballroom dancers. And now I'd like to shift gears and talk to you a little bit about what you're doing off the dance floor. I understand that you have started a small business, so I'd like to talk to you about that. What are you doing, and what's the name of the company?
It's a company called New Skin. They are based out of Utah and have been in business for 38 years now. I got involved with the company during COVID when... I thought I might never dance again. And I wanted to do something different. Something new that I had never done. I mean, I'm a dancer. I'll always be a dancer. And even when I try something different, it still involves dancing of some sort.
Right.
So I wanted to try something different. Now, I had actually been using the products for over a year before I got into the business and started promoting and selling. It's a beauty and wellness company. So not only do they have the beauty side, but they have the supplement side. So I just, for me, liked the fact that I could have a full range. I think we have like over 500 products. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of what I do is on Facebook. I have a private group called Craig and Kimberly Do Life, which is kind of fun that I have with my husband. And, you know, I promote my products there.
So the best way is to find you on Facebook, which is Kimberly Mitchell, and it's spelled K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Mitchell.
Yep.
So you can find her on Facebook.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is all the time we had. I knew that I was never going to be able to do this in 15 minutes with you because we start chatting, but that's okay. That's okay.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to click the follow button and share it with your friends. If there's someone from our ballroom dance community that you'd like to get to know a little better, reach out and let me know. My email address is in the show notes, along with lots of other interesting stuff. And until next time, keep on dancing.